Hello, and welcome back to the Brady Bros Boston Sports Podcast, where we cover everything in the Boston sports world. My name is James Brady, and across the country on lackluster connection, my brother Nicholas. Say hello to the people.
Hello, everybody. Today is Thursday, September 19th, and we are on episode 33. James, I'm not across the country. I'm across multiple countries. Get it straight. Also, I'd like to point out you did the intro differently. If you did, I don't know if you noticed.
What did I do differently?
You said welcome back instead of just welcome.
Oh, well, I guess we've been doing this for long enough. We have to assume there's unfortunately some audience retention.
Yeah, exactly. You missed the point that no one watches, no one listens twice.
Exactly. Okay. So you have to welcome
new people. You don't have to welcome back. Anyway, let's get into it right away with the Boston Red Sox, who are hanging on literally by a single thread. Their elimination number is one. I'm not completely sure what this means, but I'm pretty sure, I know for a fact, if we lose, they're done.
Yeah.
But I believe it also means if, like, the Rays win, we're done.
Yeah.
But you and I were just looking at the Rays' next game is against us. So they don't play tonight like the Red Sox are right now, or today, rather.
The Sox are playing right now, so if somehow
it's night for me.
If that game gets cut short, we will know how the Red Sox season goes by the end of this recording. But it just started, so
yeah, they're up right now, right? 2-1.
I believe so. Who knows?
Anyway, yeah. So I stopped paying attention. Good. It's not looking good. They've lost the last two to the Giants at home, mind you, 1-15 innings.
Yep.
And they kind of got blown out last night, right? Like
13-4.
13.
It was not. No, it wasn't pretty.
No, okay. I don't remember what last night's game was then.
It wasn't pretty, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, so obviously we're still holding on to that, you know, that very, well, as thin as it can get hope, I guess is the correct way to put it.
Yep.
We're still holding off. But James, say the unthinkable happens, the Red Sox don't make the playoffs. You and I texted about this a little bit today, but who's your team? Who's your team going in?
I've spent some time looking at it. Honestly, if it has to be someone from the AL, it's either Minnesota or Oakland, because I don't particularly like the Astros. I don't like the Yankees. That's just a fact. And Tampa Bay, if they win it somehow, that's stupid. And then NL, honestly, I texted this to you. I'm pretty okay with anyone in the NL winning it, except for the Dodgers. I just don't want the Dodgers to win. I think it would be funny if they didn't win again. So I would like that. Honestly,
so
Milwaukee.
You're saying you want them to go to the World Series and then lose?
Honestly, either way it happens, as long as it ends with a loss for them, I'm happy. If they go all the way to the World Series, you know, it's going to be some anxiety on me to think, oh, maybe they'll win it this year. Obviously, they won't. But if they do, you know, I have to deal with that. So the earlier they get out, the better. But I'll take what I can get from it. But honestly, any other team, Milwaukee's a fun team. Washington's a fun team. Crazy considering that Bryce Harper left, but now they're doing better. Atlanta, St. Louis, Chicago, they're all fun teams. I just don't like the Dodgers. So that's that. That's my rundown. I'll flip it back to you now that I've claimed literally every team that can make it.
You haven't, though, because I'm all in on the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, you've decided. Okay.
The Atlanta Braves, just because it's the only team, like, does Atlanta win anything?
No.
No, see, my point. You know what? We'll throw them a pity. We'll throw them a pity World Series.
They get close to winning things, and then they choke.
Yeah, particularly in, the third quarter, third, fourth quarter.
Somewhere in there.
So I don't know what that would be. And, yeah. Yeah, that's a reference to a Super Bowl a couple years ago. Good job, everyone. Yes. You're funny, we know.
Yep, thank you for laughing. We appreciate it.
Yep. Oh, boy. All right, let's keep on going.
Yeah. We're moving on.
Okay, so.
To the bottom. So as we both paused for way too long. Today. No.
No, it's the dial-up connection I got going here. It's just a little slow, you know, so.
Yeah.
And you probably couldn't catch any of that because I have to speak very loudly.
Yeah, the mic quality has gotten worse, but we're praying that he doesn't cut out as much this week, so we'll figure it out the next couple weeks. Hopefully we can refine it a little bit, but we'll do our best. That's all I can say.
That's your weekly technical update from the Brady Bros here that are not in Boston.
No.
The Celtics, I see you put some stuff in here, so I will let you take the lead here. Sorry.
All right.
Words are hard.
So, we already talked about the schedule. We already talked about players. A lot of this is old stuff. One thing I did, I looked at some articles today looking for something, you know, something different to talk about. And I was reading this one article from MassLive.com, and a quote that I pulled from it, referencing Gordon Hayward, was, "You could draw a pretty direct line between Hayward's best performances and successes in Boston's win-loss column. When Hayward scored 15 or more points last season, the Celtics were 17-4. When Hayward played and scored 5 points or fewer, the Celtics were 9-11. So, Hayward, maybe a bit more of a piece than we thought initially. A guy who we've talked a ton about in the past with injury, all sorts of stuff. But honestly, the thought of Gordon Hayward getting 15 points, you'd just assume he gets that every night. It's Gordon Hayward. You'd think he scores 15. But obviously, only totaling 21 games where he scored 15 or more points last season. And in those games, we did really well. So I think if we can look to him to keep scoring, he clearly has an impact on this team. So something just to keep in mind looking forward as the season draws closer. Obviously, we got a little bit more time left, but something to keep in mind.
Yeah, do you happen to have, did it say the record when he scored between like 6 and 14 points? Did it say that?
I could do the math for you, but.
Well, I mean, we don't, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't play in every game and yeah, whatever. Interesting. Yeah, there's a Hayward and Brown are two people I believe need the ball more in their hands this year. So it's getting close. The Celtics' first regular season game is October 23rd, so just over a month here. I'm super excited, even though I won't be able to watch a whole lot of the games. Still excited for NBA to tip off. And we gotta build forward from that pretty disappointing year last year. Well, I guess not pretty disappointing. Somewhat disappointing. Season.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And we can flip it to the other half of the TD Garden with the Boston Bruins, James.
I would like to quickly add, flipping into the other side of the newly renovated TD Garden. For those of you that don't know, and I'm guessing you might be one of them, Nicholas, they just finished redoing all of the seating in the TD Garden. So it's all new seating.
Unaware.
Hanging the banners back up. That's been a big deal the last couple days. But yeah, so those crappy seats that we always sat in, they're going to be slightly less bad this season. If we ever
What do you mean? Our courtside seats are getting changed?
Haha. Good one. Great, great all-around delivery and performance on this podcast,
on,
like
was,
always.
Gotta give me something. That was decent.
The last time we went to a Bruins game, we sat in fold-up chairs. Thank you, next.
Fair. They were nice fold-up chairs.
We could have physically carried in nicer chairs than what were provided. Anyways,
okay, yeah, I guess.
We're getting way far away in a poor comedic taste from where we need to be, and that's the Boston Bruins. And like you said, you're excited for the Celtics. I am so excited for the Bruins. We got like 2 weeks left until they're playing again.
I know, it's so close.
I'm excited because I'm surrounded by people who care about hockey, and I get to rip on a lot of them because the Bruins are pretty good. I'll probably get a lot of good chirps coming back my way, so I'll try to write some down if there's any ones that really, really hit close to home. But I'm excited for this season to start October 2nd, Bruins' first game, October 3rd. You best believe I will be watching it. And if you want to cover the little thing, the other thing that I've put in here.
Well, I want to just interject quickly that I was actually, as luck would have it, I was looking at tickets today because I was so excited to. I was looking like right when I get back. And they, so I don't know how you're feeling, but I also don't know when you get back. But the day after I get back, home, like to the States, they play the Washington Capitals in Boston.
Yeah, I'd be back at that point. I'm down.
So that's something to keep an eye on for now. But anyway, some good news coming out of the Bruins this week. Charlie McAvoy and Brandon Carlo both signed contract extensions with the Bruins. Or extensions?
Extensions,
yeah. Must be extensions. Yep. So, too, guys, eager to have back McAvoy, having a phenomenal year last year. One of my favorite players. And Brennan Carlo, just a solid guy back there in the defense. Contributed a couple important goals, if memory serves, late last year. So, a guy who we will welcome back eagerly. The NHL season kicks off. Do you want to make the crappy joke you made last week?
No, I also said when it starts, too, so we could just skip it all together if you want.
Okay. Oh, man. This is a mess.
Let's just say the audio quality equates to about how good the actual value of the show is anyways, so it's pretty fitting.
The audio quality might be better.
That's disappointing.
All right. Anyway, teams that are actually doing well as we speak. The New England Patriots are, I want to say, they probably have the whole NFL scared. They probably have 29 of the other 31 teams running scared at this point, and it's only game two.
Yeah, it's been a fun 2 weeks of football as a Patriots fan. It's been great.
What's even better is when you play by far one of the worst football teams in, what would you say, 10 years?
At least decade. Years? At least that I've seen, yes.
in the Miami Dolphins.
And we get to play them again, which is, like, that's even better.
We're going when we play them
again. We're going when we play the unbelievably
bad. So we'll get to see what the first 100-0 NFL game.
There's a chance. Yeah, there is a good chance that we will.
Because let's be honest, the Miami Dolphins roster is going to be high schoolers by the end of the year.
We might see the first mass retirement of NFL players on field.
Yeah.
Does everyone?
Hopefully the franchise makes it to week 17. Otherwise, I'm going to be really bummed.
Yeah. The game gets canceled because the Dolphins just backed out.
Yeah. Anyway, if you can't tell, the Patriots absolutely ruined the Miami Dolphins this past Sunday. 43-0, James. Is that correct?
The final score was indeed 43 to the Dolphins. Zero.
0 points.
Just a little fun fact. I'll drop in a little stat here for you, for those at home listening along with us. That makes the Dolphins' point differential in only the first two games of the NFL season 102 against to 10-4. They're already at a negative 92 point differential after 2 weeks of football.
That's not great.
And I didn't take the time to look it up, but I'm guessing that has to be one of the worst through the first two games.
It's got to be the worst. It's got to be the worst, right?
No, there's been a lot of bad football teams in a lot of years of football, but it's got to be at least up there. Like, you got to think top five.
All right, you want to quickly take us through some of the stats from the game? Who were the big contributors? Big game for the defense. Big game for the defense.
It was a massive game for the defense. I mean,
That pick by Gilmore, was it the one-handed pick? Was that him?
No, the other one. I believe it was Jamie Collins
who had the other. Was that like the one-handed catch? Or the one-handed pick, rather?
Yes.
I saw that a lot, and I really liked that. So,
yeah, McCourty had a pick. As you previously referenced, Stephon Gilmore had a pick, and that was returned for a touchdown, which was actually the first time in his career that he's ever had a pick six. And then Jamie Collins recorded two interceptions, one of which was also, I believe, run back for a touchdown. And those were within, like, minutes of each other. It wasn't like one
big. We'll get into this later. I'll save it for later. Never mind. Sorry. Keep going.
Like, it's not like one happened in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. Like, this was within, I if I remember correctly, like 10 minutes of game time. Maybe 10 minutes of game time within when it happened for both of them.
Tell me it was back-to-back drives.
I don't think it was because the Dolphins punted so many times. It kind of just gets mixed in. But I think it was either back-to-back or there was like pick six, punt, pick six. Like, I can tell you what there was, and that was a scoring drive for the Miami Dolphins. So
yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, I can run through some more
offensive
stuff. All right, we'll start it off. Father Tom, whatever you want to call him, going 20 for 28, 264 yards for two touchdowns, one of which was to AB, Antonio Brown, the clown. I'll still stand by it. But he's in New England, and he was looking really good, and the Patriots looked really happy to have him. So three receptions on his first drive. Later, pulls in another one for a 20-yard touchdown catch, his first in the Patriots attire. Other contributors through the air, we had Julian Edelman picking up four catches, 51 yards. Rex Burkhead with two receptions for 47 yards. Philip Dorsett with three catches for 39 yards. And then a couple other contributors in Matt Lacoste, James White, and Josh Gordon. It was a really balanced performance, I'd say, in terms of the offense. The rushing game was also very strong. Sony Michel making a great comeback compared to his week one. 21 carries, 83 yards, and a touchdown. And Tom Brady getting himself a little QB sneak.
He's still got it. He's still got it.
20 years, 20 rushing touchdowns for Tom Brady.
There is not another quarterback who would be of that age and would still run the football.
No, you'd think he'd crumble into a million pieces.
Even if it is a sneak. I don't care. Yeah, so the Patriots are looking like a well-oiled machine going into, again, week three now of the NFL.
Week three, we're playing.
In which we play the
New York Jets.
Okay.
We play another great organization that's being torn apart by a kissing disease.
Oh, yeah, Sam Darnold's got mono.
If every other sports network hasn't hit on it already, aren't we just going to hammer it home then?
We're nothing if not thorough, James.
Exactly. We'll quickly end it off with just talking about how laughably bad the Dolphins are. After week one, several Dolphins players went up to the coach and requested trades, one of which being Minka Fitzpatrick, who got dealt off to the Steelers, who also kind of suck now. Big Ben's out for the season. I could get into a whole bunch of football news, but I'll keep it short. So Fitzpatrick, wonderful game, three picks. Really helped out boost the morale of this Patriots defense. And you think, okay, we'll take him out, we'll put in the backup. Of course, your backup is Josh Rosen, who looks, the second a defender is coming, the ball is just in the air, up for grabs. He throws another pick, combined total of four. It was just a rough game for the Dolphins. Do I feel bad? No. Was it fun to watch? Yes. Do I look forward to playing them again in Week 17? Of course I do. But I'm not saying 0-16, but 0-16, you heard it here first.
Okay, so you bring up that because I also wanted to point out that I jokingly said like a month ago probably that the Patriots were going to go 16-0. And now, we've talked again about how they have the second easiest or the easiest schedule, whatever, in the NFL. But that is looking like a legitimate... I know it's early, but that's looking like a legitimate argument.
And when I said 0-16, I did mean the Dolphins were going to lose 16 games this week, this year.
We know.
I heard someone say they'll go 0-17 because they will lose the bye week. And I'm completely...
Someone will retire.
I'm completely
someone
for
will retire.
It.
But yeah, the Patriots,
they're looking good. We'll just leave it at that.
What do we even say?
Like,
they're looking good.
They're
we
looking
don't need to
good.
Do anything else.
Do we want to,
we can
do a quick rundown at the fantasy desk. Is that, do we want
to? Yeah, we should come up with like a witty name, like 5 minutes of fantasy, but I don't even think we should talk for 5 minutes. Because that'll just get out of hand. But
also,
yeah,
go
for it. I
don't think we should use
quick.
That name, and we should not overuse the term fantasy.
Okay, so
this bit could be a lot of different things, and I don't want it to be any of them.
Triple F, 5 minutes of fantasy football.
All right, so into our yet-to-be-named, thank God, portion of the podcast, where we talk about my fantasy team, the Bench All-Stars. We'll give an overall update. We are now 1-1. We took home the dub last week. We cleaned up.
Okay.
The bench didn't do anything, which was the greatest feeling. I would rather lose a game and have my bench also do terribly than win a game and my bench still goes off more. Like, that bothers me more is when my bench does better than my starting players. But we'll go back to week two. We'll see who did what. What do we got? Russell Wilson, I'm pretty sure, had a decent game. Yeah, 24. It doesn't help that the person I was playing had Drew Brees. Get healthy soon, Drew Brees. That was kind of a really awful thing to happen with your thumb being destroyed. Dalvin Cook putting up 25. Austin Eckler, once again, for those of you that didn't pick up Austin Eckler, when I said pick up Austin Eckler, you're losing out 17 points last week. Sonny Michel, yeah, I thought, you know, we're playing a pretty bad Dolphins team. Why not? 12.3. That was about it. Keenan Allen with 9. DeAndre Hopkins didn't do much. Eric Ebron, big bounce back from 0.8 last week, going to 8.5 this week. So, I don't really have much to rant about. I don't have many sleepers. I don't have much because I'm happy. I'm content with my team. We're going into week 3 strong. I'm sure awful things will happen to my fantasy team in the meantime, but until then, I am pretty content with how the bench all-stars are doing. We'll have many more exciting updates next week in this segment. I don't know if you want to talk about your fantasy team or what the deal is.
So your boy squeaked out another dub. I won 100.9 to 99, so a mere 1.9 point difference.
That's really disappointing.
I'd say I won, man. I don't know what you're saying. Underperformers, you got Duke Johnson Jr., Kevin Rudolph, who I just dropped, I'm pretty sure.
Kevin Rudolph? Is that different than Kyle Rudolph?
Kyle.
The tight end.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, who's Kevin Rudolph?
I'm pretty sure that's the kid from Let It Rock, the song.
Yeah, okay. No, you know what I meant. So probably he could have done better than Kyle Rudolph. Yeah, I squeaked out a win. I got nothing to complain about. Big game from Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers, giving me 25 points. Davante Adams, a big game from him, giving me 16. Carson Wentz put up 17.5. Adam Thielen put up 12.5. And yeah, last thing I want to touch on is we talked about the Patriots literally 2 minutes ago. Their defense put up 35 points, which is just unheard of for a defense in fantasy.
Yeah, that was kind of insane. If you guys are still sleeping on the Patriots defense in week 3, I don't know what to tell you. Pick them up. They're not usually insane.
No, they're not. Hey. I mean, like 2% of leagues haven't picked them up, so you could be in that 2%. So if your friends could 2%, be idiots.
Exactly.
If you got a bunch of auto drafted teams in your league,
All right, we will move on.
But actually, this does conclude the sports portion of the podcast. And James, are you ready? Because I showed you my list before what we're going to talk about.
Yep, they were very.
Should I just read it as a teaser to the listeners?
Go for it.
All right, so here are. It's a mere 9 words is all I have. But boy, are you going to be entertained! So my first thing, lady flew on a bus. Second thing is eggplant lady, pardon me.
That's
and the disgusting. Third thing is super grandma, which kind of goes with the lady flying on a bus thing. But
get right into it?
Okay, so let's as you know, it. Not the listeners, you, I was in Budapest this past weekend. My first weekend trip here, being in Europe. Great city. Had a lot of fun. I don't really know what else to say. Everything's really cheap there because the currency ain't worth a whole lot. I sent you a picture. I had 35,000 Hungarian, whatever they're called. They're called the four or something. I felt like a baller carrying around so much money, but that's really $100. Anyway, the most exciting portion of the journey came on the bus back from Budapest. So it was about what was supposed to be a six-hour, 45-minute bus ride. We were approaching our... Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. We had caught the bus at 8:30 in the morning, so that was rough. We made it, though. And so what it did is it was stopping in our second-to-last stop, so the stop before the final destination. And the second-to-last stop was Brno, Czech Republic, so B-R-N-O, pardon me. And just as we were probably about 15 minutes outside the city. Now there is, thank God, a bathroom on this bus, as there should be for a six-hour journey. But it was kind of down these stairs in the middle of the bus. Tiny, tiny little thing, as you would expect. Anyway, an older lady and I'm not saying this to be racially insensitive or anything. It comes into play later in the story. Older Asian lady.
Oh boy, that's yep.
Took. No, I promise it's not going where you think it's going.
I'm very concerned.
Was coming back up for the bathroom, and it was very unfortunate that as she was walking to her seat, a car cut in front of the bus, or the bus stopped at a red light, and this lady, James, she flew down the aisle.
Oh my god.
I feel so bad. But she left the ground literally right next to my seat. Right next to my seat. And she ended up five, six, seven rows ahead on the ground. And she was fine, so it's okay to laugh. She was fine, so
that's good.
I think she was fine. I didn't see her go. No, it gets worse, dude. Because so that happens. She was with a couple of people, thank God, so they could like find her. But she's just lying on the ground of the bus. The bus is still driving. Like, the bus didn't pull over. It has to get to the stop.
Dude, the bus doesn't care.
So the driver's
that's
still
bus going.
There's
folk.
Like an attendant guy. There's an attendant guy on the bus. So he's like, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Do I need to like have someone call? Do I need to have someone there when we like get to the stop? Whatever." They finally get her in her seat, and there is an ambulance waiting for us there when we get to the stop about 15 minutes later. But this lady doesn't want to go to the hospital. Her and her friends that she was traveling with, I guess, wanted to get all the way to the final destination, which was Prague, which was about 2 more hours away, and then go to the hospital there. Now, of course, the ambulance was already called, so basically, I'm sitting literally the seat behind them where they're having this conversation.
Oh, boy.
And it is the ambulance driver, his assistant, and then the bus attendant. They're all speaking Czech.
Yeah.
And then the Asian lady and her friends are all speaking Chinese, and they're trying to meet in the middle and do English.
Oh boy.
So the Czech people are speaking Czech to each other, the Chinese people are speaking Chinese, and then they're just trying to speak to each other in English. And no one's English is great. Let me put it out there. The lady who actually was the one who fell, she knew no English, so her friends had to listen to her,
translate
that to English, and then the Czech people had, they understood most of the English. And it was just a mess. This lady ended up calling her other Chinese friend who could translate English better. Spoiler alert, she didn't really know English either.
Oh, yikes.
And so, excuse me, pardon me. And then the ambulance and his attendant were getting super mad because they thought they were there to take someone to the hospital, you know. And they're like saying, no, we want to wait,
it's
whatever.
A complete waste of their time, yeah.
I don't know. I think everyone turned out fine. They went to the hospital and they got to Prague, I presume. The bus is probably facing a lawsuit if I had to guess the way things were shaping up when we left. That leads into the second thing, which is the super grandmother.
And this is a separate person.
This is a different person. So while we are on the bus and they're all conversing in Chinese and Czech and English, I look to my left because the ambulance is parked just to the left of the bus in the front, so I can see it clearly out the window. As they're all doing this, another person from the ambulance I see approach with a group of four or five people. This older lady walks up to the ambulance with the paramedic. Her shirt is covered in blood.
Oh, God.
Just covered in blood.
Oh.
She turns huge bandage on her head.
Oh.
She fell or got hit by something. She's walking under her own power.
That's not good.
No, and then she climbs up into the ambulance under her own power. And they sit there waiting for this Chinese lady who's not getting off the bus to go to the hospital.
Let her
she's
die.
Just sitting in the ambulance. So I don't know what she was on, or like that was a pretty
crack. If I had to guess, yeah. That's my first.
So yeah, a very exciting bus ride. And you know how I said it was 6 hours 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, after the stop and then we hit traffic, the bus ended up being like 8.5 hours.
Oh, man. That's terrible. That's
and
that's...
I wanted to die. I was
that's
so
awful.
Ready when I got home.
Well, guess who didn't want to die? A lot of people on that bus.
That grandmother, apparently.
A lot of people.
Yeah, tell me you got something to contribute, because I need to take a sip of water here.
Yeah, all right, I'll take it over. Back at it again with resident stories, because a lot of things happen in residence.
Snake update?
I have yet to hear. I don't really have any friends from the building that there was a snake in, so no snake update. I can ask around. I do.
Not that hard. Make some friends.
Got a couple of connections I might be able to pull on and figure out what happened to the snake. I can only hope it's still loose. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, we'll get back to it.
More importantly,
that too. Yeah. So I live the building I live in has like four sections to it. That's the best way I can describe it.
Four wings.
Four wings to it. Yeah, that's what people call.
Is it like an X?
Yes, it is like an X.
Okay.
So
I kind of knew that.
Yeah. So I'm on one wing. The D wing. That's where I'm at. Please don't come and find me. My roommate and I, we're towards the end of the hall. We're not like on the very back, like wall, back end of the hall, but we're almost at the end. We're like the last door on the left side. So next to us, we have people who are on the end of the hall. There's one room on like the corner, one room in the middle, and then another room on the other corner of like this back wall of the wing. It's a pretty big wing. So people who live not on the corner, but in the middle between these two corner rooms, there's some interesting characters. I won't really get into things. But one of them... I need to backtrack here. So after
he's getting excited. Yeah.
So after our like second or third day of being here, one of the washrooms on our wing just stopped like being open. Like it's a bunch of single washrooms. It's not like a big communal one. Because it is like co-ed floors, so it's just single bathrooms and then single shower rooms. So one of the bathrooms just like is locked all the time, and so we figure like, oh, something went wrong with it, like it's out of order, you can't get in it, they're fixing it, whatever. And this goes on for like two weeks. No one can get in this bathroom. It's not like, oh, it just so happens that someone's in there every time I walk by. No one in our wing can get on into this bathroom. Okay. And so just recently, one of my friends, he was at a party and he overheard these two kids from the end of the hall, and one of them, it turns out, stole the key for this bathroom from the janitors and has been using it as a private bathroom.
He just leave his toiletries in
there. I guess so. So he just has his own bathroom. So he stole the key for it, and he now has his own bathroom.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah, you got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah. All right. Interesting.
You have one other thing. I also have one other thing. I'll quickly get into mine because it's about residence.
Okay, mine's pretty short too.
Residence is crazy. That's all I can say. Anyways.
Yeah. Apparently, your place.
Yeah. Yesterday, a couple of us were walking back. We had our first game of Residence League Dodgeball. And we took the dub. We took the dub.
Okay.
We cleaned them up. 4-1. And may I say, I did not once get out. And I was not in playing the one game that we did lose. I'm not suggesting anything. But we cleaned up.
But,
we'll put it that way. We cleaned up.
Okay. Yeah.
We were getting chirped a little bit for tryharding. But we absolutely mopped the floor with the other team. So I really don't care. Anyway, so we're walking back from this gymnasium that's like 15 minutes away from where we live. We get back in our building. We're up on our floor. We're walking into our wing. And my roommate and I have this running joke. We always say, do you want to play a game? Like right as we're walking past doors, like we're going to ding-dong ditch someone. Like we're always joking about it. And this other person we're with just knocks on one door and then sprints down the hallway. So we all just take off running down the end of the hallway. And of course, it takes super long to unlock one of our rooms. So we just kind of go like around the corner to see if anyone comes out. And sure enough, someone comes out, and it's this kid, and he's just wearing a fencing mask. And so he just looks down the hallway. So we're all freaking out. We all kind of just keep like running around to see if we can avoid him and get back to our rooms. So I meet up with these two kids in the middle of the hall. Kid just didn't know that I was with the people who knocked on the door. So I'm just chilling, talking to like his two buddies that were in his room. I was like, "Oh yeah, I think he's looking around for you guys." And watch out, he's in a fencing mask. And I was like, "Okay." And they're like, "We asked him, he doesn't fence."
Of course not.
So this kid just has a fencing mask and was chasing us around the hall in it because we knocked on his door.
So this begs the question, James. No doubt this kid is insane. This kid's
crazy. Oh, there's a lot of kids that are crazy. I'm not gonna.
But is he crazy because, one, he was just wearing a fencing mask around his room.
And then it just so happened.
Or is he crazy in the sense that to answer the door,
he put on a fencing mask? I don't know, and I hope it's neither. I just...
What's the third alternative?
Oh, no, there isn't one. I just hope it isn't either of those two.
The third alternative is he was practicing fencing in his room, which, again, insane.
He doesn't fence. That's the problem.
Where do you think he got it, like, initially? Like, if he doesn't fence. Or did he used to fence? Is he retired?
Who knows?
Injury.
I don't care enough, and I'm afraid to look into it more, so I choose not to. And I'll leave it at that.
I will briefly go through my last thing, which, of those of you who are taking notes, is indeed the eggplant lady. So I was at the grocery store the other day, and let me tell you, grocery shopping here is a very stressful process because everything is obviously in check. So you're guessing a lot. You're taking some guesses. Obviously, there's some stuff we figured out what it is. There's translators, blah, blah, blah. But still, a lot of the stuff is new. It's only the third week here. A lot of guessing going on, like I'm saying. So that is something stressful. But anyway, as I'm getting into line to check out, there is it's kind of a longer line. It's one of those grocery stores where they never seem to have enough cashiers.
So... any grocery store that's ever existed.
Any grocery store, basically, yes. but the holdup is because a lady, and I kid you not, 30 eggplants.
30
of them. And the guy, you know how you have to, like, weigh the fruits and vegetables because it's based on weight?
Yeah.
Stacking them up, like playing, like, eggplant Tetris or something on the scale. And he has to do it in three separate bunches because he can't, like, fit them all on the scale at once, obviously. This lady's doing with 30 eggplants, but...
That's one of those things where it's like, oh, you know those people from your funny math problems?
Yeah,
they're one of those characters.
What was I doing? She Snapchat it. I could be on... could be famous or something.
Right, you now. Could be famous.
Wow, that's... is that it? Is that everything?
I think that's everything. I'm sure the listeners are praying that's everything. So
we end this show the same way every week. If you're still listening,
utter disappointment.
Round of applause to you. We insert applause track.
No, that's a lot of right editing here that I don't feel like doing. So
okay, fair. So I'll just do what's probably going to be some very low quality clapping for you here.
There you go.
Don't want to think about what people in the dorm are thinking right now. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. We apologize again for kind of the lack of sports, in-depth sports, I guess, kind of. I'm going to turn on the Red Sox here and watch the first game in weeks that I've seen. But hopefully these little, anecdotes about our current college lives are enough to keep you tuned in. And again, we really do appreciate it.
Yeah, once again, I just want to reiterate to everyone, thank you so much for listening. We really do once again appreciate it. It's rough trying to figure out all the details and stuff, but I obviously, as time goes on, we will get at least a little more adjusted to everything, and also probably figure out the best way to do certain things. Hopefully the quality will get a little bit better. I noticed that we didn't have any mic cutouts this week, so now if we can just refine the quality. So give us a couple of weeks in that respect for trying to figure out, like, just the best way we can do this given our current situations. But yeah, we're going to keep going with it. We're going to keep running with it. We got sports. Obviously, there's going to be a ton more to talk about. The Red Sox, we'll see what to talk about next week. But Patriots, there's going to be things to talk about very soon. There will be hockey things to talk about. There will be basketball things to talk about. And that is where we're going to be in the peak of sports season, I'd say. We got all three of those sports will be in full swing. We'll have plenty of stuff to talk about every single week. It will pick up, I promise. Yeah. Should we do Twitters and then call it a day?
Yep. So my Twitter is @BradyBros. Nick, gonna make a concerted effort to try and use that more. The Instagram is Brady Bros Boston. That's a little dead. I just pretty much announced when the episodes are coming out. The YouTube, Brady Bros Boston. I wouldn't even bother subscribing to that. James, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is @JamesB_Boston. Every once in a while, it's usually just pretty spur-of-the-moment thoughts and ideas, so they might be entertaining. They might not be. They might be really stupid. But hey, if you want to follow me, that's where I'm at. That is going to do it for this episode, guys. So thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
See ya.